Dr. Maya.
Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, we're talking today about something called STEADI that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention call STEADI as STEADI and stands for Stopping Elderly Accidents, Deaths, and Injuries. You know, I really hate that word elderly. I don't know. Maybe because I don't want to be called elderly someday.
Well, yeah.
Could we, you know, we got our adolescents, we got our young adults.
So, what about mature? So there's a politically correct.
It's just me personally.
Highly mature.
Yeah, and that, you know, that's kind of subjective.
Sure.
Being mature. So anyway, someone, a new patient came in who's been a radio listener, and most radio listeners think I'm a blonde with long hair, and that would be Holly.
You're not?
No, I'm not. Then one said, no, I thought you had short hair and you were sassy. Well, he had the sassy part, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, Dr. Prather, let's talk about STEADI and why we're talking today about fall prevention.
Sure. It's absolutely a huge problem, and the Center of Disease Control has asked physicians to be one, to be more diligent in their own evaluation of it, making sure that their patients are well taken care of, mm-hmm. are educated, and know, you know, what's going on. And then we are actually educating the patients to prevent falls, doing our part on making sure that they are well taken care of and evaluated. So that this doesn't occur on a regular basis as it is.
So the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Sure. Yeah. What they do is they do studies on where the biggest costs, you know, where the biggest costs are.
Yeah.
And those costs are, you know, are huge. And the amount of problems that are occurring, you know, in elderly people is a very, very big problem. One in three adults age 65 and older falls each year.
Wow.
So
one in three.
One in three. Mm. Of those who fall, 20 to 30% suffer moderate to severe injuries that make it hard for them to actually function.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, again, a very, very big problem. It increases their, you know, their chances of not being able to take care of themselves, more likely to go into nursing homes at that point.
Mm-hmm.
It also increases your chance of death. Your chances of dying if you have a hip fracture from a fall increase by 80%,
mm-hmm.
you know, for those who have that condition. People are older adults, since I won't say elderly.
You can.
Okay.
I might be the only one with that issue. I don't know.
are hospitalized for fall-related injuries 5 times more often than they are for injuries from any other cause.
Wow. From falls.
From falls.
You know, and I want to make sure if you're listening and, you know, you're in your 40s or 50s and you don't think this pertains to you, it is very important. You know, we have our parents. You know,
sure.
We have elderly people in our community,
and eventually
so it's important.
They will be elderly too.
They? You mean us? mature
no,
adults.
No, we won't be elderly.
Mature adults.
We'll just be young adult, young older people.
Young older people. There we go. We're going to start a whole new category. Well, what are the costs involved with falls?
Well, one of the things is it's actually 2.4 million non-fatal falls injuries occur every year.
Hmm.
And more than 722,000 of them in 2012 were actually hospitalized.
Wow.
At that time.
Mm-hmm.
So you were talking about costs.
Mm-hmm.
The direct costs for elderly falls, and that's when you're talking about direct costs, is how much it costs for hospitalization, doctor visits, just the direct cost was $30 billion.
Wow.
In a year, which is huge. So, mm-hmm. you know, that one, even if you're in your 20s, it affects your premium on your insurance.
Right, right.
You know, so there is actually, everybody's paying for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we pay that through Medicare. We pay that through our insurance premiums. So our taxes go into that. It's a very, very big problem. But the...
And can be, you know, preventable.
Right. But if you actually take in the direct and indirect costs, now the indirect costs are, you know, cost time for other different types of people. Mm-hmm. Those are lost, income, other different types of things that go into that. They put down a $67.7 billion.
Mm.
So it's a...
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Well, what types of injuries occur when we're talking about falls?
Well, you're talking about there can be head injuries, mm-hmm. Is one of the more serious types of things. Hip fractures, that of course is something that everybody's always worried about, grandma walking around and getting a hip fracture,
mm-hmm.
you know, through a fall. You can also have broken arms, broken wrists. You know, there can be dental problems that occur from that. There can be back injuries, knee injuries, ankle injuries. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the list goes on all the different things that can occur. But you can have fatal injuries. It can cause death.
Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking, well, we had a patient who was in a hurry at home.
Sure.
Tripped over her feet. Fractured her hip. I think she drove herself to the hospital and didn't realize that she had fractured her hip until
sure.
they took an x-ray of it. And they did do a CAT scan because they wanted to make sure, because she had hit her head,
right.
that everything was fine and there was.
Right.
But there are a lot of people on blood thinners and have to be very careful, you know, when they hit their head and making sure that there's not a brain bleed.
Sure.
Yeah.
78% of all fall deaths come from head trauma.
Oh, that, yeah.
So you're talking about almost 80% of all the deaths that come from falls is when the head is hit.
Mm-hmm.
So
make sure that they do a scan if you hit your head. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if you
might not have a fracture, but you, yeah.
Especially if you're on any type of blood thinners. That should just be an automatic type of thing that if you fall, just go in and get that checked. So that would be, you know, very, very important types of things. Fractures were the most common and costly of non-fatal injuries. So hip fractures, wrist fractures, femur, other different types of fractures along those lines, accounted for $18.8 billion in costs on a yearly basis. So that is absolutely huge on the things that are, that occur on that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, hip fractures are the most serious and costly of the fall-related fractures. Hospital costs account for 44% of the direct medical cost of a hip fracture.
Say that again.
The hospitalization,
uh-huh.
you know, actually staying in the hospital, because you can't move around, you can't take care of yourself,
mm-hmm.
account for 44% of the fracture costs.
Yeah, our poor patient, she's on a walker, and her husband has Alzheimer's, and he's on a walker, and she goes at home, it's like, you know, we're in a nursing home. She laughs about it. She has a great sense of humor, and she's healing very well, and we're going to be talking about that.
Sure.
So how involved... I want to make sure you've gone over the statistics that you wanted to go over, but how involved is your office in treating these injuries?
That is a very common type of thing that we deal with. Matter of fact, the Center of Disease Control actually sent out told us to send out an announcement. That was one of the things that, as a physician, that they asked us to do. On fall prevention. So we sent that to all of our patients who are 65 and older. And we've actually gotten in several patients who said, you know, I hadn't thought about that, but, you know, I've had a fall and I haven't been quite right sense. Mm-hmm. You know, so just yesterday I had a patient came in and said, you know, he really appreciated our information that we had sent them on falls. And he said, you know, I hadn't really thought about it, but I hadn't been the same. I had fallen, just before the holidays, and I hadn't seen him since. And he says, you know, I think I need to come in and actually get treated. And we actually do very, very well with that. That's one thing that for recuperation and getting rid of the pain, getting the healing going, we're very, very good along those lines.
And when we come back, let's talk about the specific treatments available at the Prather Wellness Center. You can win a free 60-minute massage in our relaxing spa at Meridian Health and Wellness. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness.
I consider the blood work to be the blueprint to your health, and we've had several different radio programs on that and talked about how important it is to have at least a yearly complete blood test to find out where you are. The blood is the life force of the body, and it gives an amazing chemical picture of where you are with your health. And can actually pick up all the different types of diseases that could be going on. So having a thorough blood test is one of the most important things and is recommended by everyone to make sure that your health is up to where it should be and can actually pick up any type of disease process before it becomes a major factor. So having a good blood test, a good thorough blood test, is one of the most important things that you can possibly have. One of the things that I implemented when I started my practice was a blood test that could actually cover any type of problem that was actually developed that someone could actually experience. So we came up with a profile, we gave it to the labs, and the labs actually said, wow, this is a really good blood test. Do you mind if we actually offer that to other different types of doctors? And I said, sure, I don't mind whatsoever. And they named it the Prather Profile. So I've actually had other doctors call me and say, is this Dr. Prather the Prather Profile? Because other doctors are using it. I said, certainly. So we actually have 52 different lab tests that are actually included in this profile. It covers everything from A to Z. In other words, any disease process that you could possibly have in your body, that will be covered by this particular blood test. So it is something that should be done by everyone from no matter how young you are to no matter how old you are, at least once a year to see what your health is. If you have a problem, this will actually pick it up. And one of the nice things about that is it is actually covered by insurance. So very excellent way of actually finding out where you are, and if there are any hidden types of problems that are going on, this will actually show it up.
Find out the blueprint to your health. Schedule your Prather Profile blood analysis by calling Meridian Health and Wellness at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Meridian Health and Wellness, restoring hope.
And I'm feeling good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Well, we're talking today about a program that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention started calling STEADY. And it stands for Stopping Elderly Accidents, Death, and Injuries. Mm-hmm. So in a nutshell, we're talking about fall prevention. And we're talking the statistics and the money spent from falls are in the billions of dollars. And how they, you know, like you had said, Dr. Prather, even it's affecting our insurance premiums. And
absolutely, it affects everyone.
Mm-hmm.
you know, increased cost, increased people who are in nursing homes. Anytime that a large segment of the population becomes disabled, it's a burden on the rest of society.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, keeping people healthy, happy during their what should be their golden years, you know, is something that we should all be concerned about, because, one, we have loved ones in those golden years, and then also we're going to hopefully be in those golden years, and we would like to make them golden. But if you have falls where you have head trauma, fractures, and that's something that's constantly a burden on that person, it's not golden.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the types of treatments that are available at your office for fall prevention.
Well, one of the basic types of areas along those lines is chiropractic.
Mm-hmm.
Chiropractic is very, very beneficial for treatments, you know, after you fall. That is extremely beneficial because, it's just like for our gal who had the hip fracture. As she fell and it was enough to actually cause the hip fracture, adjusting was extremely beneficial. One, it took down her pain because she had pain elsewhere in the SI joints, and then the low back from the fall itself. And we got a tremendous amount of relief along those lines. So the chiropractic portion is very, very helpful.
When she was in the specific patient, when she was in the hospital, she called to make an appointment. And
right.
Yeah, she wasn't out of the hospital yet, but as soon as she got out, she came right over.
She knew that that was something that she needed. The gentleman who came in yesterday and wanted a consult and was having different types of problems. He was actually having problems with his ankles, mm-hmm. With his knees, and with his hip. From the fall, and you know, I was saying that yes, we can definitely work on those aspects and make some quick changes.
Mm-hmm.
So chiropractic is extremely, extremely beneficial along those lines, and something that can be helped out quite a bit. But not only can chiropractic be excellent as a treatment after, but it's also excellent as a preventative.
Well, and it makes sense, too, because, you know, as you have things aligned, and we're talking about spinal manipulations here, you know, you increase range of motion.
Sure.
And it's very important. I know I run the physical medicine part of the practice, and a lot of people, ankle movements are limited.
Mm-hmm.
And as the ankle limits those movements, what we call dorsiflexion, plantar flexion, even rotation, people will trip easier.
Sure. If you're stiff, as opposed to being flexible, mm-hmm. your ability to move and to you know, actually have the steadiness, then decreases quite dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
So having that ability along those lines, I'm thinking of a patient who came in, and she was on one of those walkers when mm-hmm. she first came in, and she had had four back surgeries and two hips replaced and a knee.
Yeah, I like how you say one of those walkers.
And we have seen her steadily on chiropractic. She comes in once a month now. And what that does is, well, she went from that mm-hmm. to a cane.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we always have to do is we have to grab her cane because she's forgotten it as she's walked out the door.
We have to run after her.
We have to run after her with, you know, saying, oh, you forgot your cane. Whereas before she was on a walker, and one of the big problems that was occurring for her was falls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was on the walker for fall prevention and getting the spine aligned. You know, one of the things that occurs on a lot of people is a change in their posture. You know, mm-hmm. head going forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see people with their back kind of bent over and their head forward.
That changes your center of gravity.
It changes your entire center of gravity. You know, mm-hmm. if you as a young person tried to walk around and imitate that, you would... One, it would be very painful, limit your motion, and your chances of tripping would be much more increased.
Well, unfortunately, that's happening in this age, you know, the day and age of texting and, you know, people on their phones.
Everybody's in
flexion.
They're
getting that forward head movement at a younger age.
Yes, yeah. Yes, we are actually seeing that. So, you know, as we're talking about chiropractic being lined up, being over your center of gravity is one thing that we achieve.
Mm-hmm.
That does make a huge difference on their fall prevention. I had a patient who came in with Parkinson's, and one of his biggest concerns was trying to prevent falls.
Right.
And one of the things he had was a lot of head translation, and it was very, very difficult for him. And he said, "I got a lot of pride. I don't want to go onto a walker."
Mm-hmm.
You know, is there anything that you can do? So we were able to start the adjustments, get things set right, along with the rehab and all the other treatments that we provide. And we were able to get him back over the center so that he didn't have to go to a walker
mm-hmm.
to be able to move around. And his ability to function was greatly increased. And his children even had come in and said that, you know, what a difference that had made.
Yeah. And what about acupuncture?
Acupuncture is excellent. One of the things that we started right away with our patient who had the hip fracture
mm-hmm.
Was one of the adjustment, but then also acupuncture. She had had a lot of inflammation around there, and then also the fracture itself. They had done surgery, placed everything back into place. But acupuncture around that, one, reduced the inflammation, cut down the pain, and it also will speed up the healing. Acupuncture is amazing for scar prevention.
Mm-hmm.
It's very well established. As a matter of fact, people who've had scars for years and years, if we place acupuncture needles in there, then the scars will actually disappear.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very, very excellent way of treating scars. But also if you have an incision from surgery, and you do acupuncture as that's healing, you won't, one, have a scar. And also the healing will actually be half the time
mm-hmm.
of what it would be normally, just because it stimulates the body's own healing process. So acupuncture is extremely helpful for reducing inflammation, for cutting down on the pain. The pain actually is gone immediately with acupuncture.
Yeah, and I know she's gone back to her surgeon, and he's
right.
very pleased with how quickly she's healing.
Right.
Yeah.
So for those who are elderly and have difficulties with healing and difficulties in getting back to normal, the acupuncture is extremely, extremely helpful and highly recommended.
Let's talk about something new to our office in the last 6 months that we do here. It's a form of neural feedback. It's called brain core therapy. How is that helpful to prevent falls?
Well, brain core, what is done is there's an evaluation of the brain waves and how they're working. And the getting those balanced. In other words, we are all about homeostasis. You know, when we're talking about the chiropractic, it's a matter of getting the skeletal structure back into homeostasis, which is balance. There is a proper place for everything to be. When we're talking about acupuncture, it's electromagnetic energy, which is essential for our health, and getting that balanced. When we're talking about brain core, it's a balancing of the brain waves. And the brain has a tremendous amount to do with fall prevention. Because, one, it helps out tremendously with dementia. It is very important for the brain to be aware and be working on balance. Because, really, the nervous system is where the balance comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Tells the rest of the body how to settle itself into the proper position. So if your brain is out of balance, your possibilities of falls increase quite dramatically.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see the results from brain core therapy. And, you know, it makes me think we've ignored the brain for so long.
Right.
You know, we exercise our bodies, you know, we're really focused on the physical, and the brain controls everything.
Sure.
And we, you know, we forget about the brain and exercising the brain.
And, you know, we are all about, in this office, finding different ways in a structure-function manner of bringing about homeostasis in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So getting the brain balance is one of the things that I've been wanting to do for quite a few years, and it's great that we're able to offer that opportunity for our patients here.
And it's nice. If you're listening out there and it's something you want to find out more about, you can call and have a free consult with our Brain Core specialist. Her name's Leanne O'Neill. And she will get on the phone with you. You know, you can email us at info@praythroughwellness.com. We can get you in touch with her. But
and
that's a very good program.
Right, and the evaluation can tell you whether it's going to help or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a very thorough evaluation, measures the brain waves, the activity, and sees how far it is off, and then is a measurable changes that can actually be confirmed.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about supplements and how they can help.
Okay. Supplements are extremely important. One of the things that is very, very common as a cause for fall
mm-hmm.
is actually pharmaceuticals.
Mm.
So pharmaceuticals are a very common reason, especially high blood pressure medicine. Also, as you're talking about blood thinners, there are very well-known medications that can actually increase your chances of having falls. So finding different alternatives along those lines.
Well, when we come back, let's talk more about that, because it just seems, you know, I'm hearing more and more mature adults having vertigo problems,
yes.
Dizziness. So when we come back, let's talk more about that. Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
And my wife's dieting now. That means we're all dieting. That's the rule. I got to sneak cookies in my house like I'm some kind of criminal. Go down in the basement with the boys, and I'm handing them out to the kids. One of you will betray me. I'm not sure, but it will be the three-year-old Judas, I'm sure. She came home with rice cakes for dessert. You believe that? Rice cake? Who's she kidding? It's not food, it's insulation. Well, we could save a few bucks, just eat the styrofoam peanuts that came with your thigh master.
Healthy Lifestyles from Meridian Health and Wellness is a natural weight loss program with a proven record of success. Healthy Lifestyles is an individualized program that is tailored to each patient's needs. Healthy Lifestyles is not a trendy diet. The program actually resets your body's metabolism for optimal fat burning. The Healthy Lifestyles program includes concentrated vitamins and minerals that help you to burn fat and feel more energetic. Healthy Lifestyles provides support from a counselor and an exercise physiologist in order to maximize your results and help create new healthy habits in your life. The program even helped our own Dr. Prather to lose 24 pounds and shed 4 inches from his waist in just 12 days. Map out your weight loss plan with a Healthy Lifestyles counselor at Meridian Health and Wellness. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or on the web at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness. We're talking today about STEADI, Stopping Elderly Accidents, Death, and Injuries. And this is something that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, it was nice, the patient that's come in after her hip fracture that drove herself to the hospital.
Yeah.
She's got a very strong will.
Yes.
I think that helps in her healing, too.
It does.
But they came out to her house afterwards, and did a checklist. And we're going to talk about that a little later, the things that you can look for in your home, to like a checklist of fall prevention, a simple thing like a throw rug. But we'll be talking about that a little later. I want to go back to supplements. Mm-hmm. You were talking about pharmaceuticals can cause problems, can cause some of these falls because of the dizziness. Go ahead and talk a little bit more about that, Dr. Prather.
Well, we had a patient who came in who had had a one of the biggest things that they were concerned about was that they'd had like three falls in a short amount of time. Mm-hmm. And wanted to find some answers, and this was someone who was just 60 years old, mm-hmm. which is, you know, way too young to be thinking about that, and hadn't really found some good answers. And one of the things that we found was that it was a blood pressure medicine. He was actually on two different blood pressure medicines. So we evaluated, found that the kidneys were the main cause of the hypertension, were able to get those in a much better position, were able to heal those up through the supplements, and he was able to get off his blood pressure medicines, which also solved his falls. Mm. You know, his mm-hmm. his ability to, you know, what would happen was his blood pressure would actually drop too low.
Mm-hmm. So interesting. You look at the whole.
Yeah,
I love what we do, you know, because we're looking at the whole person.
Sure.
And how things work, you know, together.
Right.
So something internal, you know, healing the kidneys helped.
Absolutely.
With preventing falls.
And the pharmaceuticals, you know, are good for lowering the blood pressure, but they don't get address the root of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
The root of the problem was actually kidney disease. Mm-hmm. It was a low level, didn't require medical intervention, but it was causing the hypertension. We were able to get some products, some proper nutritionals, some homeopathics, some minerals into his system, and his kidney function improved quite dramatically and was able to work off of all of his high blood pressure medicine.
Mm.
So very common type of problem. Blood thinners, very common issue for falls,
mm-hmm.
Because you have more chance of having bleeds. So you would actually have an artery pop in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from there would be a leak, and then there would be some dizziness that would occur on that, and then there would be a fall. Of course, which is extremely dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
As you are dealing with head injuries and blood thinners. So one of the things that we were able to do was to solve a lot of the problems through some natural supplementation that was that allowed him to get the blood thinning that he needed, but without the pharmaceutical, and there was a dramatic difference in his ability to, in other words, he stopped falling.
Mm-hmm.
As we can get to the root of the problem, deal with that in a more natural type of a way, you can get a lot of things taken care of.
What about the inner ear? What effect does that have?
That's another huge issue for you know, having vertigo. Vertigo can be a very big issue. We've had people come in who were actually brought in on a stretcher. Hmm. Because of inner ear problems, Meniere's disease.
They couldn't walk.
They mm-hmm. couldn't walk. And, you know, I've people with ear problems, you know, as we raise them up and down on the table, they have to sit there and say, oh, I got to sit here for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But if you stand up and you have some of those inner ear problems and all of a sudden this room starts to spin, that's easy to fall. And that's much more common as you get older that those things would occur. So we actually have a whole program on solving that issue.
Mm-hmm.
One, we try to look for the underlying cause, you know, whether it's infections in the ears. Sometimes inflammation in the gut can cause it. Food allergies can cause it. Oftentimes there can be a misalignment in the upper cervical, in the jaw. And then we also open up, do a eustachian tube adjustment,
mm-hmm.
which a lot of people come in and come in specifically for that, where I contact the ear and then we can open up the eustachian tube And many patients who've had the vertigo problems have found extreme relief from that particular move.
Mm-hmm.
It opens up the eustachian tube, takes off the pressure in the middle ear, which also takes off pressure off the inner ear, and you can get some amazing release along those lines.
I always remember you talking about the smooth muscle in the large intestine is the same type of smooth
small
muscle.
Intestine.
I mean, small intestine is the same in the eustachian tube.
Absolutely.
Correct?
So if you get an inflammation in the small intestine, you'll also get inflammation in the eustachian tube.
Mm-hmm. So it's interesting, as you watch what you eat and you're eating something that's inflaming, you know, your gut.
Right.
You know, notice what's going on and in your ear, because you can sometimes just feel it. I know.
Sure.
I know when I've ate the wrong thing, all of a sudden I feel my ears filling up almost.
Right.
You do the adjustment and they drain. And it really prevents prevents that vertigo.
Sure. And we do blood tests to find out which foods are actually causing that. So we can run through that, find out what's the underlying cause. We can also do evaluation to see if there's infections, other things that can be causing the inflammation in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
And kicking off the whole problem.
Yeah, and we have something called ABC that helps too.
And that's directly, it's aconite, belladonna, and chamomile combination. And that's been around for about 200 years as a... opening up the eustachian tubes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's excellent for that. You know, we have children who come in with otitis media, earaches, and usually they leave without the pain.
Yeah, they're asking you, Doc, can you pull my ear?
We also have something called diathermy, which helps to drain the lymphatic tissue and mm-hmm. the eustachian tube, and that's extremely helpful. And many of our patients can see a huge difference on that. As we start to get the full treatments, then we can get that dizziness and the menieres, the ringing in the ears, all those different types of things. And huge for fall prevention. So evaluating the ear, seeing if that's clogged up in there, there's fluid in through there, is a very, very important part of our evaluation of fall prevention.
Well, let's talk about auricular therapy, something that we do a lot here, but most of the public hasn't heard about it, even though it's been around for a long time. And, Doctor, how does the auricular therapy help with fall prevention?
Well, the auricular therapy is another neurological balancer. It balances out the autonomic nervous system. It is actually the most proven therapy in the entire world. And what's involved in it is we do a microcurrent on points in the ear. Those points have been proven. It's actually indisputable. On making changes on the electrical patterns of the brain. So auricular therapy, besides the brain core, is another way that we can help to balance out the brain and the nervous system in getting that working right. Mm-hmm. As we do that, there's a huge amount of relaxation that occurs. One of the main reasons that we do that is to help with the kinesthetic sense that people need to be able to stand up straight.
Mm-hmm.
And as they can get that kinesthetic sense, we see a lot of relaxation in the muscles of the body.
Yeah, and explain kinesthetic sense.
Sure. Kinesthetic sense is our ability to know where we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in other words, your body needs to know exactly where it is. Matter of fact, you know how you sit there and you say, well, that person's a natural athlete?
Mm-hmm.
It's because they have a great kinesthetic sense. You know, the ability to know where they are in space is extremely important, and that would be the definition of an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the higher the kinesthetic sense is, the better the IQ. There's a direct correlation on that.
Mm-hmm.
Kinesthetic sense is also how you would evaluate, and it's actually the evaluation of how old you are. So if you can keep a good kinesthetic sense, it actually reduces your biological age as opposed to your chronological age.
Yeah, and let's talk, this is a good time probably to talk about the benefits of Tai Chi. We've started a Tai Chi class here on Tuesday nights, and We have a few more openings, but after next Tuesday, the class will be closed. If anybody's interested, they can call us at 317-848-8048. It's Tuesdays at 5:30, a beginner Tai Chi class. But how does that martial art, Tai Chi, help in fall prevention?
Well, there's many ways that it helps, but the most important way is the kinesthetic sense.
Mm-hmm.
The Tai Chi is actually designed to develop kinesthetic sense. And one of the things that was very important for someone who was a martial artist who was fighting is that awareness of where they were. Mm-hmm. So the Tai Chi forms were designed to actually implement that. But they've actually found it very helpful also to prevent aging. In other words, it keeps you from losing that kinesthetic sense as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, you know, if you go to China and, you know, I tell people that, you know, I study Tai Chi, and they say, oh, that's what the old people do, you know, in the parks.
Uh-huh.
And the idea behind that is they are working on it to prevent and reverse some of the aging process and keep from losing the kinesthetic sense. And the Tai Chi has been proven as one of the best exercises for fall prevention by improving the kinesthetic sense, as well as flexibility, strength, movement, all those different types of things. You did it recently. You remember all that?
I'm laughing because, you know, I like sports that you can run around, like tennis, and
sure.
You've been trying to get me to do Tai Chi for years. You're you're trained in it, and someday want to go to China for further training. So I finally did it Tuesday, and really, really liked it.
Yeah.
And could see, because you're shifting your weight constantly, how good this would be for fall prevention. Very important. I think some people think, well, I'm already, you know, off balance and afraid to try it, but I think it would be really good for them.
Yeah, it's excellent. And of course, we modify it for older people too. So.
Right. Well, when we come back, let's talk about the checklist for safety. Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness. Dr. Prather, you talk a lot about structure function care and disease care. What is the difference between the two?
When you're talking about disease care, you're usually talking about an interference in the body's normal mechanisms. There is a time for that. When the body is actually in a process of free fall, is a good way to kind of put it, where the body is no longer making sense of what it's doing. And we're on a pattern that it will actually crash. Then you need some interference. And the best way to actually do that is through pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals are classified as poisons. They actually take the body further away from homeostasis, which I'll define here in a second.
Mm-hmm.
But at those times, that is actually necessary. So when the body is in a crisis and is no longer able to heal itself, that's when disease care is actually critical. That's where you actually utilize the pharmaceuticals and the surgical methods. What we're usually involved with is in structure function. And as opposed to a disease care, it's health care. Everything that you use in a structure function standpoint is something to bring the body back into homeostasis, which is balance.
Okay.
Dr. Guyton talked about homeostasis as the definition of health. If the body can maintain homeostasis, where it's in a perfect balance with all the different types of things that are coming in that are interfering with its function, that is the perfect state of health, and that's based on a balance of the physiology, functional, and upon the structure portion of the structure function.
Well, you talk about the body as the hero. What do you mean by that?
Body has a self-healing mechanism to it that can just make all sorts of corrections if we can just get out of its way. The whole idea behind healthcare is to provide the impetus, the needs, and the basis of what it will take to actually get the body well. So finding out where it's off, doing the proper diagnostics, and then making the proper type of adjustments into the care will actually result in the healing and the position that the body should actually be in.
Well, find out how structure function care can impact your life by scheduling an appointment at Meridian Health and Wellness, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Meridian Health and Wellness, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. We're talking today about STEADI, Stopping Elderly Accidents, Death, and Injuries. And there are checklists out there for home fall prevention. And a lot of these things seem simple, but so many of these falls happen because of something at home that we're not aware of, but can really prevent many falls from happening. One thing to look at is floors. You know, look at the floor in each room. When you walk through a room, do you have to walk around furniture? You want someone to help you move that furniture so your path is clear when you walk. Do you have throw rugs on the floor? You know, remove the rugs or use double-sided tape or a non-slip backing so the rugs won't slip. In fact, I have a rug in the bathroom I need to do that with. And so you can get that double-sided tape, and you want to make sure throw rugs are one of the biggest reasons people fall. Are there paper, books, towels, you know, blankets, objects on the floor? You want to get them off the floor. Always keep objects off the floor, especially if lighting isn't good and you don't see something. So make sure that lighting is always good in on stairways and in different rooms of your house. In the bathroom especially, a lot of falls happen in the bathroom because of throw rugs again. Do you have to walk over or around wires or cords like lamp, telephone, or extension cords? You want to coil or tape cords and wires next to the wall so you can't trip over them. If needed, have an electrician put in another outlet so you're not having cords and wires in your way. Look at the stairs, both inside and outside your home. You know, are there paper, shoes, books? I mean, I'm guilty of that. I put things on the steps so that when I'm walking up there, I can pick them up. But pick up all things from stairs. Keep objects off stairs. You know, are your steps, are there any that are uneven or broken? Fix loose or uneven steps. Are you missing a light over the stairway? Do you have only one light switch for your stairs, only at the top or the bottom of the stairs? Important, have an electrician put in a light switch at the top or bottom of the stairs. You can get light switches that glow. I know people, patients that have real pretty night lights in their room, many older, mature adults. Need to get up to go to the restroom during the night, making sure you have a night light and that path is clear. It's very important. Is the carpet on the steps loose or torn? Make sure the carpet is firmly attached to each and every step. Are the handrails loose or broken? Is there a handrail on only one side of the stairs? Fix loose handrails or put in new ones. Make sure handrails are on both sides of the stairs and they're as long as the stairs also. When you're looking at the kitchen, look at your kitchen and eating area. Are the things you use often on high shelves? Move items in your cabinets. Keep things you use often on the lower shelves about waist level. Is your step stool unsteady? If you must use a step stool, get one with a bar to hold onto. Never use a chair as a step stool. Bathrooms. Look at all your bathrooms. Is your tub or shower floor slippery? You can put a non-slip rubber mat or self-stick strips on the floor of the tub or the shower. Do you need some support when you get in and out of the tub or up from the toilet? There are grab bars that you can get, that you can use around the toilet or next to the toilet. And same thing with the tub. Bedrooms. Is the light near the bed hard to reach? You know, place the lamp close to the bed where it's easy to reach. Is the path from your bed to the bathroom dark? And we talked about that, putting a nightlight. Very important. And so those are some basic things to think about for fall prevention. We're going to talk about, you know, exercising regularly. Exercise makes you stronger, improves your balance and coordination. Make sure you have your vision checked at least once a year with your eye doctor. Get up slowly after you sit or lie down. Take your time. The patient we were talking about was in a hurry. It's okay. Just slow down. Be more careful, especially in the winter when there's ice. You know, right outside my car the other week, I was walking and didn't see the ice and almost fell. So that's very important, especially during the winter months. Wear shoes both inside and outside the house. Avoid going barefoot or wearing slippers. And it's important and safest to have uniform lighting in a room. Add lighting to dark areas. Have lightweight curtains or shades to reduce glare. So all these things are important. We also provide a balance evaluation for the patient. That's something that we can do here at our office. And a functional movement screen that our exercise physiologist who's on staff can do for people. And then we come up with an exercise program for those patients to help with their balance, strengthen the muscles they need strengthened after we do those evaluations. So Dr. Prather, we have a few minutes. I just want to make sure that you cover what you want to cover on this topic of fall prevention.
Sure. One of the things that we do is the atlas orthogonal adjustment, which is a specialty in our office. We're the only ones who's board certified in Indiana. And interestingly enough, before we do the atlas adjustment for those who are off, one of the things that we can have people do is stand on one leg. And most people can't who need the atlas adjustment. Mm. After we do the atlas adjustment, immediately we recheck on that, and all of a sudden they can. So, mm-hmm. you know, there can be some immediate changes that take place with the adjustments.
Mm-hmm. So it's affecting the nervous system.
Absolutely. So mm-hmm. you're talking about, you know, as you're looking at balance, you're looking at nervous system, you're looking at kinesthetic sense, which is also the nervous system. Mm-hmm. You're looking at lymphatic system that can be backed up and putting pressure on the ears. There can also be some postural types of changes, but there can also be some circulatory issues. Mm-hmm. So all of those things are important for evaluation. And finding out the underlying cause of the imbalance that people are experiencing.
You know, and one thing, I don't know if I've mentioned, you know, when patients are in rehab and I'm teaching them exercises, I look at ankle function. Mm-hmm. It's very important, the way the ankle moves, up and down and rotating. And I give simple exercises that people can do. They can do the alphabet. With their feet, you know, as their toes are doing the uppercase letters, that really helps. Moving those ankles, because at night our sheets are pulling our ankles down. Mm-hmm. And I tell people when you get up, after you run to the bathroom, but when you get up in the morning, really pump those ankles. You know, sure. Get the circulation going, pump it, keep that range of motion, you know, in your ankles. Even have one where they're sitting and they'll put a ball between their foot. and their ankle to keep that range of motion. That's kind of fun to do.
Sure.
So there's a lot of exercises out there.
Well, as we're talking about, I mean, we did a whole segment on adjustments for the feet and the ankles, and that does wonders for people. So that was one of the things that we were dealing
with. Yeah, well, you don't just adjust the spine.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that can create a huge amount of benefit.
Okay. Well, Dr. Prather, what would you say to listeners out there?
If you're 65 and older, I would definitely say that you need to get a evaluation for possible falls.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Prather, as always. Meridian Health and Wellness is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.